The violence in Syria has had an unforeseen impact. It's making it harder for Iraqi refugees there to get to the United States, as an estimated 1 million Iraqi refugees are living in Syria. The U.S. has resettled more than 18,000 since 2007. But in the past year, the numbers have slowed to a trickle. As Jill Replogle of KPBS reports, that's left some Iraqi families here in limbo.
Hazim Jajo punches a phone card access code into the phone. His wife, Hana Ishak, sits next to him on an ornate couch in their new, spacious home east of San Diego. Jajo and Ishak both worked for the UN in Iraq. They've been here for 5 years. But today, Ishak looks worried, her brow furrowed. Ishak dictates a phone number to her husband from an address book. The two speak Chaldean, the language of Iraq's largest Christian group. They are trying to reach Ishak's mother, Shami, in Damascus, Syria. She's 84 years old and ailing.
Hello, Assam.
Ishak's brother answers. He agrees to take his cell phone to his mother's apartment so she can get the call from San Diego. She doesn't have her own phone.
Okay, bye-bye. He said that her health situation now is very bad, and now she cannot see, although the vision is she is suffering from the vision.
The couple broods on the couch. Hana Ishak looks even more distressed than she did before they made the call. Her mother has been waiting in Syria for more than 2 years for the U.S. to greenlight her refugee application. She lives by herself, surviving mostly on a small monthly stipend and food rations from the United Nations.
And I signed a sponsorship for her. Now it's more than 1 year, and we are still waiting.
That's something new, says Larry Bartlett, who heads the Office of Refugee Admissions at the State Department. He says it typically takes 6 to 9 months to process refugees. But for Iraqi refugees in Syria, the process has ground to a halt since violence and unrest erupted there last spring. Bartlett says Homeland Security officers haven't been able to enter the country to interview refugees, a requirement of the resettlement process.
That program, frankly, has been stalled for months. And I think until the situation there stabilizes, we won't be able to go back in and conduct refugee interviews.
Adding even more to the delays, the U.S. imposed additional security screenings last year. Now U.S. intelligence and other agencies run 2 background checks on most refugees, one when they first apply for refugee status and one shortly before they board a plane.
It makes sense. And I have to say that we actually have seen results from it. We've been able to deny based on new information that's cropped up just before travel.
Bartlett wouldn't give examples, but there have been reports in U.S. media of suspected terrorists who entered the U.S. as refugees before the new security measures. Still, Hana Ishak wonders how her 84-year-old mother could be considered a threat.
Why is she staying a long time? She's an old woman, and she doesn't have to wait a long time for security clearance. What they want to check exactly, I don't know.
People who work with refugees here in the U.S. fear that the added security checks may mean that the Department of Homeland Security winds up denying asylum to some legitimate candidates. The number of refugees arriving in the U.S. dropped by 23% this past fiscal year. Bob Montgomery is executive director of the International Rescue Committee in San Diego. He says people who are fleeing their homes often don't have time to collect documents like birth certificates and marriage licenses.
The DHS has to take their story based on what they say. And I fear that if they're unsure, they're probably denying.
Right now, hundreds of Iraqi refugees in Syria are awaiting resettlement in the San Diego area, according to local refugee agencies. For Hana Ishak and her mother Shami in Syria, their only choice is patience. Shami says her faith keeps her going. Her daughter tells her to keep that faith until they are reunited.
Inshallah, inshallah.
For the world, I'm Jill Replogle, San Diego.